Seeing the effects of cuts to youth services, Nassau County religious leaders held a news conference and prayer vigil today on the steps of the county's executive and legislative building to protest those cuts. Back in July, Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano gave 43 private youth agencies and 15 mental health and addiction treatment agencies 1 month's notice that their county contracts would not be renewed. Since then, there has been a plethora of hearings and protests. But speaking with WBAI's Rebecca Miles, the Reverend Dr. Nellie Taylor Walthrust, minister of the Westbury Gospel Tabernacle, says there are plenty of questions but no answers from lawmakers.
Not only am I a minister at Westbury Gospel Tabernacle, but I also am the director of North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center, the Leeds Place, where we provide outpatient mental health and substance abuse service for adolescents. I'm one of the few only programs on Long Island that is designed to provide treatment, serve outpatient treatment for adolescents and their families. So which means that we get monies from the county to provide clinical services, and the dollars we get is also matched by the state. When the county doesn't give us their money, it will have a double impact on us because we will no longer get funding for our treatment program, and adolescents will not have a place to come to get mental health and substance abuse treatment. It is already being impacted because they have already suspended funding to our youth service program as of July 1st. So we are 30 days in, and they have not restored the funding back to so that the programs can continue to operate. Some programs have already closed their doors. Other programs will probably close at the end of August because there is no money to continue the service.
And why is this happening? I know the country is in recession generally, but is that what we're talking about here in Nassau County, or it's something else?
Nassau County has a huge deficit of over $43 million of over-assessed property, so which means that they have over-assessed big businesses primarily have been over-assessed in tax-wise, and they are entitled to these huge refunds. And the county executive had asked his legislative body to vote to borrow the $43 million to refund the over-assessed taxes that's owed to the different big businesses. And the legislators refused to agree to go ahead and borrow this exorbitant amount of money, knowing that we already have a huge deficit as it is. So, but they did agree to allow the county executive, to use money that was earmarked through the red light camera money and cigarettes tax money that came into Nassau County, which we advocated for about 2.5 years ago, that was earmarked for a specific youth services program. But they voted to allow the county executive to have access to the money. So he moved the money away from youth services and labeled it discretionary money. So he plans to use that money, stop funding youth services program, and begin to use this money to, I guess, to refund some of this over-assessed properties.
There's this budget shortfall. Why can't they make a deal with the big business for this tax?
That's the question that we have proposed to our legislators. This question has been proposed to our county executive, and we are to the point that we cannot get any kind of commitment. We can't get any explanations in terms of why this is happening, and what is the alternative plan? Can't they come up with something that would allow, that would not take away the services for youth and families that is so needed here for the underserved population right here in Nassau County? So as I use the term, they have all pleaded the Fifth Amendment. Nobody will speak. We haven't been able to speak directly to our local legislators. We haven't been able to get any answers from our county executive because there's been hearing after hearing after hearing, and nobody will say, what is the contingency plan? Let's propose this so that we can come to a resolution to have these monies restored back to youth services so that we can continue to serve youth and families that are in need.
You mentioned the Leeds program, for instance. How many people use these services?
Over the course of a year, between our prevention program, we service in the thousands of kids. So something like, you know, 4,000 to 5,000 kids. We have school-based programs, after-school programs, where we run in the school. We have programs that's run out of the lead place, and then our clinical services here, where we actually provide mental health treatment and substance abuse treatment for adolescents and their families. Just out of this little branch, which is we're only one unit of North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center, the units of services, we service well over, I would say, between 2,000 and 3,000 people per year.
Mm.
And and our target population is Westbury, Newcastle.
What happens when these programs stop getting funded? What happens to the people that are relying on these services?
The people are without services. No after-school programs. No recreation programs, no youth counseling programs, no prevention programs. There are no services. So then they are already, you know, the most vulnerable population. So what happens is kids are now getting arrested. They are being brought to the juvenile detention center because of acting out, behaving, things that normally these programs would keep the kids off of the street, give them a safe place to go with worthwhile things to do. When these youth programs close, that's what the only alternative these kids is to go into the street, and they become targets to get into a greater trouble that costs the county in excess of $200,000 per year to maintain a youth in a correctional facility.
And as opposed to what?
Contributing $20,000 a year would go a long ways. It doesn't completely fund, you know, youth services program, but $20,000 invested in a youth versus $200,000, where you can, you know, $20,000 would give stability, keep our kids out of trouble, and help them to grow into viable citizens in our community and be versus incarceration of over $200,000 a year per youth.
Reverend Dr. Nellie Taylor Walthrust is the minister of the Westbury Gospel Church. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.